oh, the latest track.
Frisky.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Frisky When You Miss Me. It's your track.
Absolutely.
I knew we had one last one.
It's a honky tonk burner.
Yeah. Excellent. It's a great way to end this hour. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Looking forward to seeing everybody September 27th at the Spare Room on Northeast 42nd.
Yep. Put your cowboy boots on. It's dancing time.
Well, I don't think your heart is still with me. And I can't start a fire without a spark. I'm wondering if you even want to kiss me. Are you just playing with my heart? When I hit the road, you tell me that you miss me. You can't wait for me to come back home. But when I'm back, you ain't feeling very frisky. And I find myself sleeping all alone. Well, this ship that we're on is slowly sinking. And I'm staying true, but I'm still holding on. But as time goes on, the more you got me thinking. It's like you only love me when I'm gone. Thinking of a time you called me baby, laying in this bed all by myself. And I can't help to think that just maybe you're getting all your loving from someone else. Well, this ship that we're on is slowly sinking. I'm staying true, but I'm still holding on. And as time goes on, the more you got me thinking. It's like you only love me when I'm gone. And as time goes on, the more you got me thinking. It's like you only love me when I'm gone.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, and Wheeler at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. I'm DJ Lazy Bones. Today I'm covering JBJ on Hello Cruel World, and we've got a day of like new releases. We also have a guest DJ with us. We've got Ezra Rose. She's bringing us different music. We've got Craig, which is part of Desert Rose, who's bringing some music. So it's a little collaboration of a day. This first song we're going to play is a new release. This is Abigail LaPelle. And sorry, it's so far away from me. And then the song's called Pines.
Walk through the pines, down the mountain, follow the signs, shadow. Circle slow, high above the power lines. Smoke. ashes, a feather light. Cold stars shining like diamonds in the night. Ghostly footsteps buried out of sight. Frozen on the hillside.
Comes of the longing. Once your love's been spent and the world becomes a stranger, but maybe not all that strange yet. What do you tell the madman who wants to see you dead? When against your will comes wisdom, and 40 more years left ahead. Wish it all away. The heat of the day until summer's gone. Until summer's gone. I drive around the city. Place I knew is gone. There's no fun left to fear, but to Georgie it's still Babylon. The girls look good in riches, finer still in rags, and the old shirts stretch across me. A lecher is sold windbag. Wish for skies of gray. Heat of the day until summer's gone. Until summer's gone. Until summer's gone. about me. And time can't touch me.
That was Summer's Gone by Father John Misty. Felt like we're ending summer, so felt appropriate. This is DJ Lazy Bones. This is not Wildflowers and Weeds. This is Hello Cruel World. I'm covering for JBJ, so you are listening to the right show. And I have Ezra Rose on with me. This is really exciting because this is actually my first time talking to Ezra Rose. But I have interviewed Blue Darling a few times. So I feel like this is just, you know, the rock version of them, which is lucky. They're getting set up. We have a day of music or an hour of music that they brought, a bunch of different people. There's really great music, and they've got a show to tell us about and a new release. So it's kind of, this is a busy end of the summer for you guys. Oh, Chase has to turn you on. There you are. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Everyone, that is Ezra Rose and Craig Rupert. Hello.
Hello.
Now, this, you guys are here because you have a new release that just came out.
Yeah, it comes out tomorrow, so we're premiering it right now.
That's
with you guys.
I love when I can premiere a song. It's so exciting. Yeah. I think you guys, this song, like, the having the Ezra Rose cover of it is... complete is so different than the Blue Darling.
Yeah,
it was like completely transformed.
Yeah, I think we actually started with it as a band song and then it came into the Blue Darling world later, so we're kind of doing it opposite.
You've gone
the other
it's ebbed and flowed and now it's comes full circle.
It was fun to have it be so different and have a completely different life.
Yeah,
for sure.
I could see it because you guys wrote a lot of that music during COVID, so like yeah, I feel like it was for that time.
Exactly.
Yeah, and now it's like getting together again and like your energy is a little higher.
That's true.
The show that you guys are doing is really cool. It's with Maita.
Maita and E. Ellison.
And that's tomorrow. Or wait, Saturday.
Sunday,
9:21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this show is a like DM for address secret show.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any information about it.
That's fair. Yes. It's at a beautiful place called the Piano Fort. It actually used to be in Portland a really long time ago, but the gentleman who runs it, Sam Evans, moved out to Oregon City out in the woods. So it's this huge Steinway warehouse where he refurbishes pianos.
Cool.
And it's a large property. If it doesn't rain, we might play outside in the forest, but I think we might play in the Steinway warehouse, which is really fun,
too. That's really cool.
Yeah, so it's DIY, kind of just get in contact with one of us musicians and we'll send you a Venmo, send the money, we'll send the address, and you'll come out to the show.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I was telling you before, when I visited my cousin, we had to like go to we went to a comedy show that we had to like text somebody for the location, and it was like in a basement in a building, and I felt so cool.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Maita about doing a show, and we decided we wanted to have it be a really special end of the summer kind of style show. And we're like, let's do DIY. Let's go somewhere fun. And
it's a cool location.
Yeah, let's go to the Piano Fort. I was like, oh, duh, of course.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love being in the middle of like a bunch. We went to like some people from the Vancouver station. They were like, do you want to come just jam? And I don't play music, but Chase does, and he wanted to go, and so I wanted to see what it was like, but it was just a bunch of artists doing their own thing all together, and then it was just the wildest night of noises, and then at one point a woman just came up and did like a monologue that she's been working on and then walked away, you know, like it
was amazing,
but it was like in an old like an artist studio, and he had music equipment everywhere and just books lining the walls, and when you're feeling like you're in it, is just a cool,
yeah,
that's a cool environment.
It's my kind of spot.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then you guys have a show at Canton Club.
Yeah.
In October.
October 17th with Dog Daughter and Lucas Benoit.
I think we have some of those loaded up to play too. It's nice to have, you have like an end of the summer show and then a early autumn show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a nice balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we never played inside in the Kent Club. We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. We only played the parking lot.
Interesting. <Yeah. laughs> It's quite the step up, you guys.
I know, right?
Every time I'm in there, I'm like, I want to play in here.
That's so funny.
Finally making good on it.
But was the parking lot a cool show?
It was fun.
Probably.
Always. Yeah.
Those are the memorable ones.
Uh-huh. The weird ones.
The weird ones where you're like in an environment that like has fully pulled you out of your norm.
Yep.
It's like floating. It's like doing one of those weird experiences where you're like in space or something.
Yep.
I love it. I love an experience. Well, you guys now putting out Same Love tomorrow. We should play that. I think Chase has it loaded up. Can you guys tell us more about it? Or if you want to tell me more about it, I guess.
Sure. I mean, the real story behind that song when I wrote it was I was doing a song challenge and traveling maybe a decade ago in Italy. And I was trying to write a song a day for a year.
Oh, wow.
And I made it a couple months.
But that's really impressive.
Right. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can do this. I'm in my 20s. We're good. No. But a couple months was good, but this was at the end of that trip. I wrote that song, and I was posting videos of each song every day to hold myself accountable. And our drummer at the time, Ray, went through all those videos and said, this is the song. We have to play this song, and kind of brought it to life.
That's so really cool.
I mean, without him doing that, I don't know if I would have ever brought
pulled this one back out.
Yeah.
Because you probably have, like, notebooks full of things.
I used to. I've been writing a little bit less, but yeah, a lot of things.
It's like I feel like once you've accomplished a project, you get like endorphins from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I could see doing it every day being super fulfilling.
Yeah,
making it a few months is really impressive because that's a lot
wild.
Of brain work.
Yeah. It was
you
too
needed,
much.
Like, a vacation
yeah.
in Italy.
Yeah, that's right.
Luckily, you were there, so hopefully you got some bread and drank some wine or something.
I definitely did some of that.
Yeah. Do you have Same Love loaded up?
Yep.
All right, well, all right. Let's play it.
I'm
wondering, were the men, were their jeans tight as a bulldog skin? Listening to the way people talk and the way people worry, turn themselves blonde and they get that sick feeling they're aging. Well, I've got a face she has a hard time remembering, and every time that we've met he'll ask, sorry, what's your name again?
X-Ray FM is supported by our friends at the Sandy Hut. In operation for over 100 years, the Sandy Hut is located on Northeast 14th and Sandy Boulevard, featuring Saddle Up Sundays, hosted by the Country Co-op, spinning classic country and honky-tonk vinyl every Sunday evening. The Sandy Hut is open 7 days a week from 11:30 a.m. till 2:30 a.m., serving house cocktails, local beer, and curated bar fare.
Oh, you're listening to X-Ray FM. This is DJ Lazy Bones. I'm covering for JBJ today. You just heard, that was Madison Cunningham, L.A. Looking Alive. And then before that was Stella Donnelly with Feel It Change. I'm in the X-Ray studio with the band Ezra-ray. Thank you, guys. Well, part of it. Hello.
Hello.
You guys, we just played your latest release, Same Love, mm-hmm. which was beautiful. And you guys have some cool events happening soon. One is this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, we're out at the Piano Fort. It's kind of a DIY thing, so you have to get online and DM Maita E. Ellison or the Ezra Rose Band for the information. But yeah.
Did this man name it Piano Fort?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So it used to be in Selwood.
Okay.
Because it is a Steinway piano restoration
okay.
place. So it is true to its name.
I love that name.
Yeah.
I just can, you know, we went we were in somewhere in Washington, one of the small towns on your way up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man who fixes like the, what was it that he was fixing?
He's fixing those Edison wax players.
Oh,
that was machines
for them.
It was it was very strange.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He taught us all about it.
He's kind of like the guy for it.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
People just mail them to them. Yep.
That's
but
fun.
This is the piano version.
Yeah.
I can picture it. Like old man fixing musical instruments, you know?
Yep.
Parts everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. I can, I can envision it, and then I'm going to go
it's
and it's
beautiful.
Knocking.
I can show you a picture.
Oh, great.
If you'd like to see.
Well, that one's happening on 9/21, and then you guys are playing Kenton Club on 10/17 with Dog Daughter and Lucas.
Benoit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do French.
We were like, is it Ben? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, we're just going to go with it.
I love it.
So sorry, Lucas, if you're listening.
Unless he corrects us later.
Yeah,
that's how my name.
I'm sure he will.
My last name, my great-grandfather just didn't like the way it sounded, so he just like started writing it the different way.
Oh,
so
nice.
So you just like never know.
Yep. I'm changing my last name, so.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, why not?
My mom had this idea that my initials should be ASS, and like my dad was like, no, you can't do that to a kid. But if I hyphened my last name now, I could actually have those as my initials. So I'm like very, just to like maybe make my mom happy. I don't know.
Yeah. I always say you only have this one life one time. Have fun.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm changing my last name to Thimbleberry.
That's amazing.
I'm not kidding.
How did you pick that?
It's my favorite native Oregon berry.
Okay.
And my partner and I decided that we didn't want to take each other's names.
Yeah.
And so we just kept on thinking of things, and we were camping up at Lost Lake, and we came across a thimbleberry patch, and I love foraging, and I was just like, oh, thimbleberries. And then
this is a really good idea, yeah.
We're like, thimbleberry, that's a great last name. So our daughter already has it.
I love that.
So, yeah, we'll be with her soon with that last name.
I do like that she's the one with it.
Yeah.
Like right now.
Yeah, we both don't have it. She's the only one. Yeah, when we go to the doctors, we're like, we're checking in. Olive Thimbleberry, and we try to keep a straight face, you know, and we think, like, when she's an adult, she'll love us for it. Maybe
right.
Not while she's little, but we'll see.
When she's a teen, you'll hear about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's too funny. But, you know, like, I have, like, a very, very average name. Like, Ashley Marie Sanders is, like, the most average three names.
Yep. My sister's Sanders now, too.
Maybe we're related.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
There you go.
And I like, you know, I always think like I could have had a cool name. Like you could have been a little creative.
Yeah. Or you could change it now and have whatever name you want.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
And I've always gone by Ash. So it's like.
I like Ash.
Yeah. Yeah. And like it is I don't know. It's cool to like pick it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Picking names is like part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Well, yeah. We'll see in a few years how your daughter's doing.
Yeah, I'll get back on air and let y'all know.
I think that, like, it's so much, everyone's kids' names are way cooler.
Yeah. Meeting kids at the park or people their age now, I'm just like, whoa, okay, everybody, you're Fern? You're really Fern? Oh, that's so cool.
That's so cute.
Pacific Northwest names, too, are very particular. I'm sure there's a million sketch comedies on it.
Totally. Yeah. I love that. They're wearing North Face and they're hiking with their mom on a backpack. You can picture it. Little Northwest, Pacific Northwest baby.
Mm-hmm.
They have a beanie.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
I think this is the growing up here, things don't hurt you when you fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything's soft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite different than like the desert that I, you know, like
learning, I was gonna ask.
Being a kid here and like living out in the forest is probably pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
I already have like a crazy imagination in my own backyard. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, things grow here.
Yeah.
I have a fairy house.
Feels like Fern Gully.
It really does. It really does.
I grew up in the desert too. So
like,
I hear you.
Driving through like Forest Grove or Forest Park. I live here. Well, I did want to remind everybody, they're not just here to talk to me about names and the Pacific Northwest, but you guys have a release tomorrow
mm-hmm.
of Same Love by Ezra Rose. Well, it'll be available everywhere.
Yep.
And where's the best place to keep up with you guys?
Gosh, probably Instagram or the As a Rose Band website. It's just www.asarose.com.
Easy.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and you guys are playing with Maida this weekend on 9/21, mm-hmm. With E. Ellison at the Piano Fort.
Yep.
So people can find the address if you message any of them.
That's right.
I love this.
Probably on Instagram. I don't check my Facebook very often, so.
It's the easiest way.
Yeah. Instagram or send an email.
People get wordy.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
And I am checking all of my weird hidden folders, just so y'all know.
Good. Because you know, they're all, that always happens. I was like,
I'm going to miss it all.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know. And then you're going to be like, oh, they all went to this one area. I know, I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
That's, yeah. Because Instagram does that.
Yep.
I've done that where I've not responded for like 6 months to an artist, yep. And I'm like, oh, this went to my
other
random,
yeah,
like, I don't know,
hidden box. It's called hidden.
Yeah,
that's silly.
Why even have it? Anyway,
I don't know.
I actually so this, I have you guys on, I'm gonna have to have you on my show, so I have an
please
episode.
Let's do it.
But I actually didn't listen to As a Rose first, and I feel like most of your listeners of Blue Darling are probably As a Rose listeners who started to listen to Blue Darling, but mm-hmm. my experience was the opposite.
That's great. I love that.
So I got you guys like acoustic before, like,
yeah,
and it's, I think that's funny.
Yeah, we kind of formed Blue Darling to sort of go back to what we were doing before, because the band kind of took on its own life.
Well, and I've talked to artists who are like, oh yeah, As a Rose, Blue Darling, and I like, they all like, mm-hmm. they're like, oh yeah, As a Rose, that's Blue, that's their like As a Rose's thing. And like, but my thing is, oh yeah, Blue Darling, they do as a part of it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm putting out an acoustic record this year under As a Rose too, so I'll definitely send that along.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How are you recording it here?
I'm recording it mostly with Mark, which is from The Barbaras, whom you just played.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
That song is so good.
Yes. It's but so out in Corbett at Mark's house.
That's amazing.
Most of it, so yeah.
That's, I feel like that's my favorite thing about meeting all of like the artists mm-hmm. in this community is how much you guys support
and
are excited yeah. about each other. It's yeah. like my favorite thing.
Yeah, he's our upright bass player in
Blue Darling.
Oh, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody's connected and yep. I love it. We were watching a documentary about yacht rock and mm-hmm. everybody played on everybody's album.
Oh, mm-hmm. that was such a good documentary.
Yeah, and I was like, they all just were friends who were just like yeah. playing with each other.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like how the music industry is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a bunch of friends
yep.
who all just like switch off and play with each other and
yep.
love each other and show up at your shows, you know,
mm-hmm.
wearing your merch and stuff. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll remind, I didn't mention the Kenton Club show, but on 10/17, you guys have that show too with Dog Daughter and Lucas
mm-hmm.
Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll learn French one of these days. There's no reason to learn French, but maybe. Anyway, is there anything else I should say? Did we check the boxes?
I think we ticked them all.
Should we play some music?
Let's do it.
Let's do some Maida. This okay. is Japanese Waitress.
Pour me a glass, I know this week we said we'd stay dry. But Jesus, I thought the man would never leave. His suit is from Texas, thermit bulge from the sheer size of his body and pride. He asked me when I would walk on his back. I just had to laugh and fill up his glass. He looks at me when he says that his son needs a girl. Like I wait around for duty to call on me. But I must move on, cause the boss says to evenly scatter my youth and my praise. I must love them all the most and the same. I hate pouring tea, it's not what I studied to do. I will pour the tea, that
that's what they pay me to do. Yuko, she waits for a man to buy up all her time. She may not look it, but she's getting too old for this. Still, she smiles when she speaks of a father her children lost. He was a real rocket scientist. Now she works her shift and goes home and feeds her kids. She will pour the tea, it's what she's trained to do. But not like this and not for you. Watching the blue sky like it was a prize. Jose says my hands could be softer than they in fact are. He tells me if I have a chance I must go be a star. He spent 20 years building his dream on his hard-earned Beaverton property. Says he's selling it soon. He's scared of this country. Says he's moving back south. He's scared of this country. I will pour the tea. I know they will pay me. I will pour the tea, 'cause art is not free. Now I lay back. Tomorrow comes round too fast. So Matthew, please, won't you pour me a glass?
Thing. It's the hardest thing. Support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's historic Mission Theater, presenting English multi-instrumentalist and singer-songwriter Patrick Wolfe, Wednesday, September 24th. Doors at 7, show at 8 o'clock. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com.
Spending days in the worn down summer shade to feel the season change and sort it out. Silhouettes march down the street in the amber lights. They catch their fire like flies around this time. Each night it's here I'll wait in the evening. Between the moon and the cars, on a stool in a local bar, till the feeling fits. But I don't know you, baby, anymore. I've seen the light bend through the cracks in your open door. And turn through a dream to the beat of a candle flame burning tall, cutting through the pitch black comfort of a lonely room. The silence keeps me stirring. Better get some sleep in soon. The dawn will break through the window, the coming still of a brand new day. And there's something left in you I will never lose. But I don't know you, baby, anymore. I've seen the light bend through the cracks in your open door. I don't know. Seen the light then through the cracks in your open door.
You just heard "Same" or "Comfort of a Lonely Room" by Blue Darling. If you're just tuning in, I've got Ezra Rose with me in the X-Ray studio. I'm DJ Lazy Bones, and this has been Hello Crew World. We're all covering for JBJ.
Yay, JBJ.
We love him. He's on vacation.
Yeah.
You want to do an air horn?
Hey.
We all need a vacation sometimes.
We all need an air horn, too. That was great.
Yeah. Chase likes to do it at least once, but, you know, it scares me, so I can only imagine what it does to drivers, you know?
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
When I was learning to drive. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was just going to say, when I was learning to drive, all the rap songs in, like, mm-hmm. 2005 had sirens, and I was, like, constantly on edge.
Oh, that's awful.
I followed the rules too much. I would, like, it would eat me up, you know? Never sped in my life. Okay. Anyway, I was too afraid from rap music. Sirens kept me in line. So, you guys are here because you had a new release. And mm-hmm. you're playing a few shows. The first one's with Maita and E. Ellison at Piano Fort. If you're just tuning in, that show is like a DM for address. Like, underground cool. I mean, it feels like something really special.
Yeah.
When it's like set up this way. I don't know. I'm feeling it. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing something. Well, the next artist is E. Ellison's other band.
Her band before this project, Cardioid.
So when she plays with you, will she have a band with her?
I think she's going to have a small band.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you guys are also playing Kenton Club on October 17th with Dog Daughter and Lucas Benoit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a autumn. It's an exciting time.
Feels great.
Sweaters, long sleeve shirts are coming out.
I haven't got to wear my fall clothes yet.
Yeah,
I'm wearing mine right now. I'm sweating.
I know.
I wore pants yesterday. It was a mistake.
Yeah, it's so hot still.
Absolutely.
There was that one day where everyone just kind of like sat inside and made soup and imagined it was fall, and then it was like, oh no,
it's hot. And then it was 90 degrees the next day.
No, we all did that.
Yeah. I think we all did. Yeah.
I told Chase, I was like, we're gonna make soup, and he's like, it's still summer, and I'm like, but today, it's so weird. We all did that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird
moment.
It's
in the air.
We do it in spring too. That mm-hmm. one hot spring day, we're like, it's summer. Yep. And then the next day it's like raining and 25 degrees. And you're like, this is
what happened?
Rude.
Yeah.
I do love it. I should tell, what was the artist that we played before that, Chase?
Oh my goodness.
We played a few people.
We played Blue Darling and then New Bloom.
Yep.
Although, as a Krautrock fan, is it Neubloom?
I don't know. Craig, you would know.
You might know just as much as I do. Okay. It was recommended by a friend of mine, that album.
It's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I probably listened to that like 6 times, that album. It's really good.
You know, the thing is, like, none of us know how to really pronounce anybody's thing, you know? So, like, you just go, you've, like, made it in your head mm-hmm. a certain way.
And like reading a good novel.
And then when you hear the person say their name and you're like, oh my God, I've been saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, how can I go back and redub every single thing that I've done?
You just let it fly.
That's kind of the beauty of radio. It's like when it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, after we play, the song, I should say it's by Cardioid.
Cardioid.
Mm-hmm. This is Fingernails. And after that, we're going to be playing a new release, and that's by Buddy Greenbloom, and the song is called Vacation, which is really fitting because JBJ is on vacation and that's why we're all here. So it's a perfect end of the show.
Perfect.
So this next one, you can catch them or her this weekend, E. Ellison, with we've got Ezra Rose and Maita at the Piano Fort, 921, everyone. DM them. Get on the list.
That's right.
It's secretive and cool.
Be a cool person. Get on the list.
And you guys, your song Same Love will be out everywhere, the Ezra Rose version, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else we should say?
Gosh, I don't think so.
Thanks for coming on. So of late
course.
Notice.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's hard to get, like, we all are like adults, so we all have our own thing going on. So the fact that you guys could be here is really special. Thanks for being here.
Of course.
And hopefully JBJ has a great time. I know he's going to listen to these shows when he gets home. Yep.
My eyes are heavy, but I cannot wait. Too many nails bitten on a hook with a whole lot of bait. You seem to find a daring
thank you. support for X-Ray FM comes from McMenamin's historic Mission Theater in downtown Portland, hosting Aerily, backed up with a full band, and with opening support from Nordista Freeze on Tuesday, September 30th. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8. Tickets and more information available at missiontheaterpdx.com.
Can't seem to get my mind off of you. Back here at home, there's nothing to do. Now I'm away, I wish I'd stay. Tomorrow's the day of mine that you won't be in. When you looked at me, I should have run. But I thought it was just for fun. I see I was wrong. I'm not so strong. I should have known all along.